proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I hate to be laughing at someone's misfortune or their desperation, but this is just funny to me. I'm sorry. Farmers in India have been having tons of problems with monkeys eating their crops and messing them up and everything. And I guess you can't shoot monkey. Well, yeah, they wouldn't in India because they don't hurt creatures and stuff like that. So the farmers are so desperate to rectify this situation to save their crops and all, they've taken to wearing bear costumes and just roaming around the fields.
What?
Wearing bear costumes to scare the monkeys away.
Oh, my God.
The monkeys are scared of bears.
I guess so. They're not scared of the humans because they're used to them.
You're like that? He's not going to shoot me?
There'd be the nicest bears in the world if they're Indian bears, because, you know, most Indian people are really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that works. That's crazy. They're eating the crops.
I'm telling you, man, monkeys are, they're pests. You never hear good things about monkeys anymore. You ever heard of a story about a pet monkey saving somebody like you do dogs and stuff?
Not often.
No. Not monkeys often. Are just takers. I hate a damn monkey.
Mm-hmm. They're not a Curious George.
They're just a menace.
Yeah, most stories that make the news are about a monkey doing something terrible. Or no, just acting like a monkey. They're not doing anything terrible. They're being monkeys. But they're just in the wrong environment.
Let them be monkeys.
You got to let them be monkeys. The problem comes when you put them in a cage in your living room and you live in Indiana.
No, it's usually the places that let monkeys do what they want to do that have the most trouble with them. You know, like where they attack tourists and you can't bop them in the head or anything if they come around you. You got to, in India, they can't do anything to discipline them and all. They're just tearing up crops. They just take over. They got the run of the place. I think you make an example out of one or two of those monkeys. Beat the hell out of them, or, you know, take other many means necessary and let all the little monkey friends see what happened to you if you mess around.
I think just keep them in the jungle away from people. That'd be
They built a crop like right in the middle where the damn monkey neighborhood. They're just being monkey. They're like, hey, there's peanuts at, or what do monkeys eat? I don't know, corn? Do monkeys eat corn? I don't know.
They eat nails, anything. They're vicious.
I don't know, put your house somewhere else or build your crop somewhere else.
Well, you don't see those deer in my neighborhood attacking us. Yeah, they know who's boss because, you know, they've seen some of their friends get put on the ground.
No.
They're like, uh-oh.
They're like, not me.
I don't know. I mean,
they've seen family members with arrows sticking out of them, gunshots, all that. They know not to mess with folks.
Mm. Where do you live?
Yeah. Like, dang. Deer with arrows coming through.
Well, I mean, they go out in to the woods. They're not always just in my yard, but they go out into the woods where they live. And then they're, you know, once they're away from the neighborhoods and all, they're hunters out there. So they know danger. Danger. It's the same thing these monkeys need to feel. They need to feel like they don't control it. It's called the food chain.
Yeah.
Start eating monkeys, then they'll straighten up.
Yeah, they won't do that.
But then you might, you know, get some kind of diseases or something.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, you can't eat monkeys.
I don't know.
Monkeys aren't
COVID
safe to eat.
COVID number two is what's going to happen.
Monkeys ain't safe to eat, even in months that end in E.
Like oysters. but you're taking your life in your own hands when you start messing with monkeys. It's not like dealing with termites or anything, you know. Those things will mess you up.
Yeah.
Not just your property, your face.
I'll shoot a monkey in my yard.
Please, these monkeys that are on the loose in South Carolina. Yeah. It's amazing that no one shot one and killed one.
We don't know that they haven't because they didn't recoup all of them.
There's seven still out there. I feel like they just went missing. They're like, okay, we did the best we could.
They're starting their own little colony.
They are. They are. Yeah. That whole lab.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they are cute. That lab runs this island where all these monkeys exist. And there's like 3,000 of them in America. Mm-hmm. You don't even think about it. There's 3,000 monkeys on this uninhabited island that is managed by this laboratory, and they just shuttle them back and forth from the island back to the lab and back and forth. I mean, it's crazy. But, so of course you're going to have problems.
But I mean, God bless them for the work they're doing. If they're finding cures for diseases and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know what they're doing.
Hell, they might be turning them into rock stars like old Robbie Williams in that new movie. They might be teaching them how to perform. Who knows? Like, but I just know if there's a monkey coming on my property, he's done seen his last day, buddy. I ain't fooling with no monkeys.
I picture Riggins trying to figure out what they're going to eat. Like, should I open some corn or?
Oh, yeah, Riggins would be buying an expensive bed for him.
I would love a monkey, but I know after hearing those stories, look up the birthday cake story, chimpanzee. It'll change your life. Mm-hmm. I know you don't want to be messing with those. If it's going to be me or the monkey, it's going to be me.
You know, NASCAR driver Tony Stewart used to have a pet monkey.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good idea. The NASCAR driver with the monkey.
You and that monkey, trying to get to you and that monkey.
Michael Jackson had a monkey. He's like, that's the worst person that should have a monkey. Oh, yeah. Michael can barely handle, you know, Tito, let alone Bubbles.
Bubbles was his name, yeah.
Tito.
But, you know, my hero Ronald Reagan was associated with a famous monkey. You know, he was an actor before he got in politics, and his one of his biggest movies was called Bedtime for Bonzo. And he starred alongside a chimpanzee named Bonzo.
A fabulous film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also played in the whatever that really good movie was about Newt Rockne. Ronald Reagan played the Gipper. The one you go out there and win one for the Gipper.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan played that part, really? The Gipper, yeah. And then he played the part of World Savior when he got older. Saved us from that Iron Curtain of the Soviet Union. Told them to kiss his ass.
That's what happened.
He said, Mr. Gorbachev, kiss my ass and tear down this wall. That's what he told them. They usually edit that first part out of there. But
yeah, that never made it into the books.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, God bless him. God bless America. And to hell with them monkeys.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.